Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. So today's tune is a bit of a deeper cut. Starts off like that, and it's called Hornin' In. 1952, Genius of Modern Music. Hornin' In is like a phrase meaning to get involved in something where you're not wanted, like interrupting. Hornin' in on my idea, hornin' in on a conversation, something like that. That phrase goes, I think, back to, like, I think it means like an animal, like a ram or some creature with horns, like, you know, interrupting, getting involved in a place where they're not wanted. But of course, there's double meaning, horning in meaning, you know, what's happening with the horns. So the horns in this case being Lucky Thompson, Lou Donaldson, and Kenny Dorham on the 1952 recording session with Thelonious Monk. Max Roach on drums. So the horns are oftentimes playing these close things. And there's a bunch of minor seconds and major seconds in there, and I want to spend this time talking about ways to maybe get this sound on the guitar, and along with this kind of thing. So we got a close thing. I have this rapid movement in the right hand. This is on the bridge. This kind of sound, and it involves, you know, using the thumb and the finger together. So, to get right into it, the intro. I'm playing like a D flat 6. I'm using third finger, second finger, first finger, because this is, fourth finger is kind of too awkward. So slow is, you can see my right hand is just playing first finger and thumb. Go on. B flat and B natural. On the recording, it's pretty hard to hear all these details. So my reference for this is the Sickler Cardinus Thelonious Monk fake book, where they have these voicings written out, and the music I believe is taken from sheet music, so it should be quite accurate. There's only one recording of this song, so each of these phrases I would practice like a bunch of times to get it, to get the feeling for it, maybe make a little groove out of it. Now it goes, and it hits this F sharp, right? Now this is hard to play to get that, because you're kind of fingering a note right before jumping up to this. So maybe I might leave off that last D flat and just play like. So the whole intro being. Some little fills and stuff in there, but that's the basic shape of it. Now, the tune is in D flat. It starts on D flat 7, though. It's like it's going to the 5 of the 4. And then it goes kind of circle of fifths. So these are the chords. D flat 7. Most all of them have sharp 11s. So I'll do it in time. So it's D flat 7 to G flat 7, then a faster B, E7, and then an A7, A flat 7, D. Like 6-9 or something like that, and then to a D7 with a sixth in it, and then back to the D flat. That's the A section. But the tricky part is not that. The tricky part is the melody. So it's really that's the melody, and it has this G above it. So it's F, E flat, E B, you know, and. F has a G above it. And I'm hitting the D flat to give reference for the bass note. Open B, you could do that. Maybe it's easier though up here. You know, to get the major second on the B and the G strings is much easier. And so this voicing, I'm playing typical D flat 7 sharp 11. But in order to really get I need to get the ninth on the second note. So I'm not going to voice the whole thing. I'm just going to play parts of it, and then, or I could leave this finger down and play. Each little thing until it becomes natural, and then add to it. It comes to a B there, or you call it C flat because it's a D flat 7. You know, that's the first phrase. 1, 2, 3. In the Sickler book, for example, it goes. That D flat, I'm gonna use the low D flat because I want to hit the bass note again, and it's the same note anyway. And it'll give me a nice counterpoint with the thumb. It feels better. Instead of, which is kind of awkward. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and then you go. I'm going same two notes on the top, but now going. E flat, B flat, with a G flat in the bass, kind of a G flat 6. It's more like a G flat 7. You could actually do it. better down here. You know, when I could get that seventh sound in there, but here I could only get the root up, you know, an octave from there. But I like having the fingering up here, not jumping all the way down to the bottom. So I don't know. I haven't decided about that, but this is one of those tunes that's really more like an arrangement that I have to play the same way every time because, you know, it's a bit of a puzzle to figure it out. So far we've got... Oh, sorry. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Trying to bring out. Now it goes to B, kind of with the same two notes on the top, so that's like B sharp 11, sharp 5. I'm playing just whole tones on the top. Top. I could practice that as a groove. And so on. Until it becomes natural. So I've got, obviously I need to practice this more. This isn't the fingering I used on the record. I used something else, but I don't remember what I did. So I have to do it again. Maybe it's an open string. Whatever. Could be either one. Whatever you like. Sometimes I like this fretted note because you can mess with it a little more. So far. I'll play it real slow. 1, 2. Well, I'll play it with the intro. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 bars, and then so from the B7 it goes to from the E7 it goes to an A7 sharp 11 again with the you know, the whole step in the top. This time it's a C sharp D sharp. Now with this, you want to get this, you're jumping a tritone with a whole step, so from C sharp D sharp to a G and A. Also play this here. Instead of playing the G here, I'm playing it open. So I'm going fretting the A and then having the G be an open string. And this, that could also be open. The A could also be open on the A7. I don't know. I might, if I was to play this fast, I wouldn't do that because the next chord is the same and it's nice to have the same like motion again. I'll show you what I mean. So it goes like this. So. Okay, so I'm gonna do it this way. Fingered notes, not open strings. Okay, this is the ending of it. So after the beginning, which goes... Okay, so this is an A7 sharp 11 that we're going to go in after the da-da-da-da. So then we come and do that jump of the tritone. And then the next one is almost the same. Kind of how I play a monk stream. And there we go, at the end. Instead of going, could do that too, but this flows a little better, especially at a faster tempo. So rather than play, this is a complicated tune. So, da, 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 for the A7♭11, instead of going, what's written in that chart is to go to a B flat. All right, but I just play. Just hit another bass note and it fills in that space, because it's kind of a ghost note anyway, so, and it's gonna feel better this way. Sometimes you have to make these choices, right, in the arrangement. So you go, this is an A♭7♭11, and then do the whole step. Flat, F to D flat, and when I hit the D flat, I'm hitting like a D flat 6 chord, and then it goes up to D7 for a quick little turnaround. So what I'm hitting here is D, C, and then an open B. Otherwise, it'd have to be like. So it's nice to have the open string. And then I'm hitting the A. This is like the D7 chord, right? With the 6 in it. Sliding that A up to B flat, and then hitting E flat, A flat. Here's the whole head. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's it. Sus chord, almost without exception for the whole thing. There's one little spot, so it goes. But this is a good little study for the right hand. It's like a 16th note, like dip it up. It's kind of like in crisscross, right? This is a. So the rhythm is. That's the whole bridge. The bridge is simpler than the A section, which is nice. It gives you a little break from all that stuff. So 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like 16th note. Take it down. Dig it, huh? So you can just practice that. I'm playing. B E A. You can practice it, moving it around. Do it like in a let's do it in giant steps formation, just to practice that articulation. So you get it natural, and then this is on the three fingers here, one thumb, one, two, and on this one, three, one, one, three. You would practice it slow, like two, three, four. Get it to three, four. So that's actually the same notes, but in a slightly different rhythm. So two, three, four. Then it goes like an E7 sharp 9 chord, and then again. Arpeggio at the end of the bridge, it goes F sharp, A sharp, B, E, F sharp. It's still kind of over a D7. Very strange chord if you play it as a chord. But the rhythm of the bridge is the important thing. One, two, three, four. Last A section. I'll do the bridge one more time. One, two, three, four. It's all D sus. D sus to an E flat 7 sharp 9. D flat or D sus. Again. Section. Now the last A section ends differently than the other ones. It has one more note. It goes all the way up to the root. Ends with that. I'm just playing it straight fourth. E flat, A flat, D flat. So the whole tune. Well, let me try to get this tempo a little slower. I'll try and play it swing just for fun. One, two, Thank you. All right. So that's it. I'll do a performance video where it's up to speed, but that's the idea for my fingerings for horning in. And that's one of the more difficult ones. So, you know, at some point I'll make a kind of a list of these tunes and kind of like order of difficulty so that people can choose which ones to try to think about. Right now it's totally random. It's just whatever I feel like getting into. But I hope you got something out of this lesson, and I'll see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar, and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.